All told, the applications described in this section, if implemented as a single solution, would cost less than the $5 million figure cited by Medicine and Health. This is not a trivial amount of money, but it is minor compared with the amount most health organizations spend for paper-based transactions and standalone computer applications today. With paperwork making up to 20-30% of the $1 trillion-plus per year revenues of the U.S. healthcare industry, the current overhead runs $200-300 billion annually, more than the gross national product of many countries. Today, the lack of information systems in doctors' offices represents the biggest obstacle to improving patient care. Only about 5% of physician practices in the United States use computer systems in their clinical work. Computerizing a doctor's office will cost from $10,000 to $50,000 for each one, but doctors can quickly recover the costs. A five-physician clinic in Hammond, Louisiana, invested about $50,000 in PC patient systems that made data entry easy for doctors. The clinic saved $60,000 the first year in transcription costs alone. Change will be driven by two groups: knowledgeable patients who insist on more information and more involvement in their own health, and internet-savvy health professionals who use these new tools to provide better care. Together, they'll use a digital nervous system to turn the islands of healthcare into a single continent of integrated care. Take government to the people. Government, perhaps more than any other organization, can benefit from the efficiencies and improved service that stem from digital processes. Developed nations will lead the way, creating paperless processes to reduce bureaucracy. Developing nations will be able to provide new services without ever having to deal with cumbersome paper methods. Yet most governments are far behind business in using the tools of the digital age. Businesses going digital are stuck with many paper forms because governments are not yet online. The reason for this lag is not a lack of money so much as a lack of organizational focus. Because government processes are paper and people intensive, streamlining in the past meant a reduction in service. It's not uncommon for legislatures to forbid agencies to close any offices, which simply forces them to struggle to do more with less. At the same time, there are few metrics to create economic or motivational incentives to provide better service. Citizens can't take their business to another tax agency or licensing bureau. Government agencies end up focused on their own internal organizational needs and narrow charter rather than the broad needs of citizens and businesses. As an example, consider the paperwork involved in hiring a home care provider in the United States. The employer has to know that five agencies are involved, each with its own set of forms. This complexity, more than a desire to avoid paying the taxes, explains why compliance with all the rules is low. In this and many other cases, government, to the average citizen or business, remains an intimidating knot of uncoordinated agencies and regulations. Yet digital processes and the web lifestyle give government the opportunity to reinvent itself around constituents rather than the bureaucracy. Governments can take five major steps to help make the digital age a reality in their countries. The first two involve improving government services. The last three involve creating an infrastructure so that a country's businesses can compete in the digital age. 1. Put government employees on email and eliminate paper filing. Make sure that all information being shared inside government is digital. 2. Put government services online with an interface designed for the user. Publish everything on the internet. 3. Attract investment by technology companies and encourage electronic commerce, sometimes with financial incentives, but more often with cooperative projects. Create a framework for electronic authentication of businesses and citizens. 4. Deregulate telecommunications and encourage major investments in the telecommunications infrastructure. 5. lift the skills of citizens by using technology as part of education and training systems at all levels. Just as businesses can make better use of productivity tools and email to get far more benefits from technology investments, so too can government. In developed nations, many government employees and public officials already have PCs on their desks, and developing nations can put in a PC infrastructure for a modest cost. The use of email alone promotes intra-agency cooperation and enables public officials to be more responsive. Some U.S. legislators are beginning to use email to stay in touch with constituents, for instance, and Australia's National Parliament is using digital workflow to ensure follow-up on inquiries from constituents. Governments need to establish policies to use digital information flow in place of paper. Internet publishing should become the default. Printed documents should be the exception, not the rule. The savings would be immense. The U.S. government alone spends $1 billion annually printing documents that are already available on the web. Most copies of these documents, 30 million copies of the Federal Register, 1 million copies of hearings reports, and 65,000 copies of the President's budget, are for public officials whose offices are already online. Most of the printed copies end up in trash bins in the nation's capital. The U.S. federal rules for hiring and firing employees weigh 1,080 pounds in printed form, and military sugar cookies demand a 15-page description. Web publishing of all government manuals can reduce costs and make information far more accessible. Digital systems are also better for complex specifications. The government bid requirements for a cargo plane weigh 3.5 tons in printed form, but the data would easily fit on a couple of CDs. An online approach does more than simply reduce paper expenses. Web technology makes it possible for governments to provide a single point of contact for the public, a single online face to structure information according to what is important to the citizen. In several Swedish municipalities, for instance, web pages organize a variety of related services from various levels of government. Citizens can quickly locate tax authorities, national insurance offices, and passport bureaus. They can access minutes from public meetings and other public documents. They can even get real-time commuting schedules based on sensors in transit vehicles, either via the internet or kiosks. A kiosk is just a PC designed for public use. In the United States, the state of Ohio provides one place on the web for people to see all open jobs in either the public or the private sectors. Australia's state of Victoria is taking such a one-stop shopping approach with its Maxi online system. Maxi is organized around life events that change a person's legal status or impose a reporting requirement, marriage, becoming of legal age, moving. If you change residence, for example, you fill out the change information once from a PC or a public kiosk. The web application automatically updates the records of the four state agencies that need to know. Citizens have to know only what they want to do, not the locations and procedures of different agencies. Maxi is handling 20,000 transactions a month and rising. Providing access to every citizen. As the Internet provides the best way to interact with government, all citizens need access, even if they don't have PCs themselves. Electronic kiosks that function like bank ATM machines will ensure that every citizen can participate equally in the new way of working with government. Placed in post offices, libraries, schools, and other public buildings, kiosks can help governments improve services while trimming the cost of delivery. The National Government of Australia, for instance, has replaced its system of index cards on bulletin boards with digital kiosks that display job postings. In addition to providing more complete and updated information, kiosks enable the government to provide unemployment services quickly in an area with a sudden loss of jobs, say if a plant closes, without the time required to set up a full office. Online systems accessible by kiosk or PC are most useful for citizens and cost-effective for government when they're multi-purpose.